Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the part of the show where we thank you, the ice cream truck drivers. Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. Right now, I'd like to thank Paul's brother, Paula, Pyro, Sarah Boyle, Scoop.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Du jour, Scoop Cotta, Slurpee Kaye, motherfucker, and Thunder Cougar Falcon Scoop. If you want to be an ice cream truck driver just like these fine folks and deliver that fucking ice cream straight to people's fucking ear holes, you can head over to PreachingFun.com. PreachingFun.com is where you can go to sign up to be an ice cream truck driver.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
And who knows?
Toot toot.
The life you save may be your own. And now, a program.
Hey, Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yep. Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
I'm in a weird mood, and I may sound weird on the microphone.
Yeah.
Because my mouth is still numb.
You got numb mouth?
I got tooth stuff done.
Oh, that'll do it to you.
Yeah. You wonder why a weird thing about tooth stuff, because I've actually had tooth stuff.
I got tooth stuff.
It's time for Matt Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting across from me in Pittsburgh is Paul Madden.
Across from me, that's Mr. Matt Donnelly.
On the knobs and dials, Jacob the Audio Guy.
I've got stuff too.
We're preaching fun. So I'm getting my front teeth replaced for the third time in my life.
Uh-huh. Oof. Replaced with what this time?
This time with two cougars.
Yeah.
Two ferocious cougars.
Two elderly attractive people.
So, no, on my way back from France, I've been to a granola bar.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly...
Well, that's your fault.
Exactly. And then suddenly, not the front, but the back of my false tooth, big like an iceberg chip.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
And I was like... Do I have to land and then go to the emergency room or something?
Yeah.
Emergency dentistry. You know,
did they not have an emergency dentist on the plane?
Is there a dentist on the plane? Hold on. Let me go up to first class. It's probably more likely up here. Is there a dentist on the plane?
I'm a dentist.
Big sexies in the studio, by the way.
I'm a podiatrist.
Does that have to do with teeth?
It can.
Well, you heard him. Lie down.
When dealing
put your
with
feet in these stirrups.
Foot and mouth disease.
There's crossover there.
Teeth are the toes of the mouth.
I don't say this often, but he's right.
Can you look at the back of my tooth and tell me whether I'll live?
Oh, let's see here. Well, if this were a nail bed, I would say you're in real trouble. Mm-hmm. But seeing as how it's enamel, I have no expertise in this whatsoever.
Why did you come over to help me if you probably can't
love
help me?
Touching men's teeth. I spend all day on the tootsies I want in that mouth.
Okay.
I'm like a reverse weirdie.
I don't know if it's the reverses.
Oh, yeah. Most people don't want in the mouth. They want on them toes. But me, I get all the toes I want. I want mouth stuff. I'm basically in a jam. Ha ha. That's podiatrist humor.
I'm going to go back to my cabin.
Please let me sup on your teeth.
Sup on your teeth.
Sup?
Yeah, I want to lick on them and eat on them.
Sup.
I have a half-cooked egg here that I want to crack open and pour the drizzly yolk all over your teeth while you smile. And then I want to lick the yolk off of your smile. Can I do that?
I am so hard right now.
I know.
You and me both.
Rock hard.
I mean, we are going to put an extra E on the explicit label on this one.
Yeah.
This is going to be...
Explicit.
Explicit.
E for eggs. Runny eggs on your smiling mouth.
Yolky teeth.
Yolk's on you.
But so you got them replaced. So you're getting them replaced.
Well, this is the thing, right? So they have to...
Yolk's on you.
They have to. They want to hammer them out or whatever they're going to do with them, right?
What? Wait a minute. Me.
Well, I think they tie a string around it and tie the other into a doorknob.
String is involved somehow. I don't know.
You said multiple times. So these are not your real teeth. Your front teeth.
My front teeth. No, my front teeth have been gone for a while.
What happened?
I chipped them skateboarding as a child. I chipped them both separately, which is pretty bad luck.
Yeah.
One time was I chipped them fell on my face skateboarding. That great
you didn't have your face protector on?
That great hand-eye coordination I had to not break the fall of my arms. And another time I was standing too close to someone, we were hitting crab apples with a wiffle ball bat.
Oh.
I took a wiffle ball bat to the face.
And I broke your teeth.
Both times broke my teeth.
If you had said what broke the teeth, the crab apple or the wiffle ball bat.
I think
I would have lost that bet.
Right.
I definitely would have lost that bet.
Yeah. I was just standing too close to a batter with a good follow-through swing.
Yeah.
Real Carlos Delgado. Both times I had like caps on them, but then the caps would fall off for various different reasons. So at one point, they decided we would put big false teeth around those
technically are those teeth. Veneers?
They're a combination of veneer and what's it like a plaster kind of thing? What's it called?
I forget. Paper mache.
It's a full on fake tooth though.
Not a crown.
A crown combined with they basically said it was like some kind of hybrid thing. At first it was just a crown around it.
Crown veneer.
And then later on I had to get a root canal and then redo them. So then I got other fake teeth. The teeth that you guys have known.
Teeth that we know and love.
The teeth that you've had since I've known you guys.
Yeah.
I've had basically around the same time. Or late.
Are you going to save the old ones?
Aughts.
Put them in a jar?
Yeah. Put them in a glass and just keep them there at your microphone?
Mm-hmm.
You had
root canals done on your front teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a bitch.
That's why you do not like teeth stuff.
I know.
I don't blame you.
I know.
You.
Yeah.
So this is where it gets weird.
Go on.
So they have to now make they've now made a mold of my teeth.
Yeah.
A
mold of your
fake teeth.
They
made a mold of my fake teeth.
That's nice.
Isn't that weird?
The mold of the fake teeth.
Yes, they've made molds of the fake teeth because they just liked the way they looked.
Great.
And those are going off. That's what right now my little weird cement gummy mouthpiece is off to some factory where they make amazing teeth in the sky.
The tooth factory.
And what's in my mouth right now are fake holdovers.
Fake
get
teeth.
Me.
So you have fake teeth before you got your fake teeth.
Yes, I have holdover fake teeth in my mouth right now before I get them replaced in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Are they diamond studded? Did you get the grills?
Here's what's weird about that, Big Sexy. I keep saying teeth plural. What's bothering me is halfway through, like while I've already been drilled out, I can feel with my tongue already the nubs of my teeth, which grosses me
out. You love that.
I was trying so hard not to do it. And they sat me up like 3 or 4 times. And then finally I was like, all right, I got to take a picture of the nubs.
Yeah.
So I do. I have a selfie that like a split second. I took a split second selfie of my nubby teeth.
Good.
My weird nubby front teeth.
Matt Donnelly, hockey player.
Patrons, you let me know if that's something you want.
I refer to those as stumps, I believe.
Yeah.
No, we're just going to have
my teeth stumps.
We're going to have a slaking put you in a hockey jersey.
Yeah,
with those nubby teeth.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, it's just going to be it's going to be our celebration that the Golden Knights are back in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Our rally teeth. That's our rally teeth photo.
Rally teeth.
Shout out to the Knights winning game one, by the way.
That's right.
Oh, hey, they're in the hunt, eh?
Well, they're eighth seed. They squeaked in.
Yeah, but they won their first road game.
This sounds like a Cinderella story to me.
That's right.
I mean, they're the defending champs.
Right. I mean,
well, Cinderella was
a Cinderella too.
She was the champ toilet washer.
That's true. That is true. She was the champ toilet washer.
So while I'm in one of my nubby phases today, this morning, they're like, oh, by the way, the false ones, it's just going to be one piece.
Wow.
And I was like, what? I was like, huh? Because I was, but I was like, That was not made clear to me ahead of time.
Is this going to be removable? Is this going to be like a removable bridge that you can...
Right now, in my face, is like one beaver tooth.
Is that what's coming in?
Instead of teeth seats, you have a teeth bench.
I have a teeth bench. I have a grill.
Uh-huh.
Is that what's coming in?
I have a two-tooth grill. No, I'll be getting two individual teeth in a couple of weeks.
So you will still be able
right
to floss.
Now... In my mouth, I can't floss down the middle.
You couldn't floss down that center.
Well, also, you don't need to floss down the middle right now.
No, I don't need to.
Because it's solid.
Because there's nothing there.
Yeah. There's nothing to floss.
Were I to floss there, the dentist would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It'd be akin to just flossing down the middle of a tooth.
You know, you might
be. Just rubbing floss on a tooth.
Yeah.
You might basically be like a tooth X-Man, and you have gone to a next level, mutation where eventually because that's what happens to food and particulate matter and bacteria get stuck between. That's why we have to floss. That's a flaw, not a feature. So maybe in the future our teeth will all grow together as one big mass of enamel.
Isn't that what dentures are?
I think dentures are separate. They fake.
Dentures are separate.
Yeah, they separate and fake, which is stupid. They should all be solid.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think they make them separate and fake so that it doesn't look like you're in a 1980s cartoon with a solid tooth, you know? I think they do that for aesthetic reasons as much as anything else.
You also need you need different teeth for different
things. But you could do that with a solid one. You could have the solid piece that has like different
teeth
shapes.
Doesn't tear meat.
Like Mr. Potato Head, you're just swapping out.
I don't think that's the issue.
Because cows have solid teeth.
Yeah, but we're making this
grinding.
Thing. No. We're making this thing from scratch. There could be a solid tooth that is shaped differently as you go into different spaces on it. You could still have the different shaped teeth
without
the
space.
Gaps.
Yeah, that'd be great, because then you go out to dinner with your friends, you look at the menu, and you pull out your suitcase of teeth.
Right.
You'd be like, I don't know what I'm ordering yet.
Oh, man, like Jaws from James Bond, switching up your tooth mess.
If someone will bring Matt Donnelly a suitcase of teeth, it would make me very happy.
What is the soup of the day? Ooh, gazpacho. All right, I'm putting my soup teeth.
Yeah.
It's just straws.
My slurping teeth.
Maybe if you're coming to Scoop Fest and you have access to I'm picturing a briefcase, like an anti-shake case. If you just bring an anti-shake case of teeth to Matt Donnelly at Scoop Fest.
Are you saying anti-shay?
Anti-shay? How do you say that?
Attaché.
Attaché, that's it. That's the word.
There's an N in there.
Yeah.
An anti-shake case full of mozzarella cheese.
That's it. I was saying that. I was like, that's not how that word is said.
Attaché.
Yeah.
I am still thrilled by the prospect.
I do not have to say that word very often in life.
The imagining of...
And in fact, all of us just know it from TV. None of us know
that's
it.
That's exactly it.
None of us were like, my uncle was a suitcaseman.
You didn't have an attaché case in college?
No, I think it's like...
You weren't that guy?
I think that's what it is when you have like the hard-sided briefcase.
Yes.
And that's an attaché case.
I believe so.
Yes.
But then there's briefcase.
We all just know from TV shows. I don't know why we're all trying to chime in here.
And that's, I think, a broader term, maybe?
You have one?
I had one. I was that guy in junior college with an attaché case with all my files and my homework in the attaché case.
So, like, every time
I
was like...
I feel like he's saying it weirder than me now.
I agree.
Yes.
So if
you say attaché enough times, it sounds fucking weird.
Attaché.
You're saying it like it was an R&B artist from the 80s.
Yeah,
I saw attaché in college.
I saw attaché. Yeah. It was amazing. Panties dropper.
So you went to college class. It was like clunk clunk ka-ching, ka-ching. Clink, clink. Here's my homework.
That's how you know you're in real trouble on the planet Hoth. If the sun suddenly blanks out and you're not able to see the sun anymore, you could be in attaché. And that is a dangerous place to be.
You know who else is quitting the show because of that joke? And that is the following sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Manley's Ice Cream Social, are brought to you by... Where did he go? Here we go, guys. And a oney and a twoey. This is False Tooth Finder. That's the name of this ad. The False Tooth Finder.
Perfect.
From Ween Ween in Between Tween. And this is from 2021.
Wow.
Hey there. My name's Old Falsey, and I'm out here hunting down false teeth. If you need teeth, I'll find them for you. That's right. Just two bits, and I'll hunt them down. False teeth, beware. I'm on the hunt for you, and I won't stop until I find you. Old Falsey the False Teeth Finder.
Enter Hayes Cooper for checkout. My brain's already drifting. Like he said false teeth, and my brain's like, now I got to do my shows in New York with false. That's this weird beaver teeth thing. Right. I'm not happy.
Does it affect how you eat?
Oh, beaver teeth.
They told me not to eat apples or corn.
But they were always false teeth, though, right?
That's it. Yeah, yeah. So I've always had a thing with teeth.
Just corn on the cob, or is like just a like a bowl
like
of
a can of corn,
like whole kernel corn.
I can't even look at corn. I can't even
cream corn.
I can't even put popcorn in the microwave.
Oh my god!
My teeth will explode with it. Like pop 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 pop. And you, I don't know, one of those will be my teeth.
Can you put ethanol gasoline in your car?
I can't.
Corn?
I cannot. I have to look at ingredients if there's corn oil in it. I can't even
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, I can't.
Can you listen to Paul's jokes?
Nope.
No, too corny.
This show is going to be over. Yeah, you'll if Matt dies during the Fool Us recording, you know what happened. Yeah.
So this is, by the way, this is a new dentist I have. And what's funny is that I tried to look up the dentist that made my fake teeth here in town.
Okay.
A fellow named Dr. Hendrickson.
Dr. Hendrickson. Are you sure?
And the fucking
Hendrickson. I actually went to Dr. Hendrickson. Your wife's suggestion.
There you go. But this is not the doctor I see.
That's a good reason to stop the show.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've also been to a dentist.
The same one.
Hold on, everyone. Shut up for a second. I know what a dentist is. Keep going.
A dentist is a doctor for the teeth.
And I'm
a podiatrist.
No.
Not the
different
same
guy.
Thing.
Different guy.
Oh, but hear me out. I really want to lick on your teeth.
Fine with that.
Okay,
fine
great. With that.
So I'm messaging what I think is Dr. Henderson over Google through my phone because they offer like call or messenger option, right? But you know how Google plays those games where like your sponsored ads come up sometimes.
Yeah.
And so in it, I'm actually saying like, hey, I figured I could go to an emergency dentist, but I'd rather go back to the person who made my teeth in the first place.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And they're going, yeah, no problem. Right? And so then I get the address, and I was like, the address is actually right near to where Dr. Henderson is. So I was like, oh, this could be like either like a cross-street issue, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like whether someone's on Wigwam or Eastern, you know what I mean? Like right in the corner. And I'm right there. I'm like, oh, this is right near Dr. Henderson, but it's not quite there. And what? On the way, I'm listening to this New York Times podcast about a guy who got scammed out of $900,000.
Oh, shit.
Through a timeshare. Start off with a timeshare proposal. Oh, it's a nightmare if you listen to it. Guys, it kind of reads like a Dark Knight Diaries episode.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But it was the New York Times. And what's funny is that the New York Times is just doing it to just, like, raise awareness. Because, like, normally the New York Times covers something, they at least try to give, even if it's, like, the worst environmental hazard in the world.
Yeah.
They'll try to give you hope at the end.
Right.
And that episode, they're just like, yeah, I don't know. He's fucked. Like, it was like, no, there's no optimism. Because basically, they're like, this guy tries to has a timeshare, and then this company offers to buy it from him, right? The con. Con right. stands for confidence. They're going to buy it from him. No financial risk on my end. I'm just selling my timeshare.
Right.
Like, oh, but we happen to be a Mexican company, and the government is holding up the purchase on the Mexican side.
Those Mexicans.
But while I have you on the horn, can I tell you about this crazy, amazing real estate development that's happening in Mexico that you could be a part of? And this guy just keeps sunken cost fallacy, just keeps throwing good money after bag. They keep conning him.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, if you just pay this one fee, if you just pay this next part,
this is it. This.
Well, while that one's still in development, this new project's opening up over here. And this guy ends up fucking selling his own home and losing 900 grand.
All for trying to sell.
All for trying to sell his timeshare, which, by the way, he was roped into a timeshare in the first place.
Yeah,
red flag number one.
Right. Well, that's the thing, right?
But he was a retired
somebody
cop,
who will buy.
So he's like, I know a scam when I hear it. I know good people when I don't. Blah blah blah.
That's a little bit of knowledge.
That's con stands for confidence.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
like just that little bit of knowledge. It makes you feel comfortable. Like, I don't know. I understand this. It's fine. And yeah, that'll fuck you up
every time.
Cons don't fool you because they're stupid. I forget the rest of it.
Cons fool us because we're human.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sometimes they fool us because we're stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dumb cons do.
Stupid that's humans. It.
Anyways, so I listened to that, and then I walked to the dentist's office that isn't Dr. Hendrickson. And I was like, wait a minute. You've been interacting with me. What's going on? And I feel like I've got the heebie-jeebies, like, I'm being roped. Crazy.
So did you, I'm you just accidentally another dentist. Clocked into this phone app? What happened?
So, like, I searched on my phone in the morning trying to get, like, an appointment ASAP. So I woke up and just was like, Dr. Hendrickson, let's go. Googled it and then saw Dr. Henderson's info and then saw a, you know, website phone call or live chat.
Okay.
Right.
And I was like, well, let's fucking live chat this. Let's get it going. And so I live chatted, but I kicked the live chat of an ad that was like above it.
That's what I was at. Okay. And then it just happened to redirect you to a dentist right next to where he was.
Yeah. So even when I got the address, I was like, this seems like it's the area, the same area of town where I went last time I got my teeth fixed.
That's fucked up, man.
I know. And the funniest part was, is like, I was really just like going through the whole thing and I was like, just like I was in my own timeshare salesman. I was just saying yes to everything, but like, you're like, sure. Yeah, maybe, you know?
Right.
And they finally, like, well, we'll set you up. And the truth is they set me up with dates like that were, like, close instead of dates that are far away because Dr. Henderson, usually, he's a popular dentist.
Yeah.
Usually can't get in there for...
Takes a minute.
Takes a minute. So I was like, I'll do it. And so then the woman set me up, goes, so what made you pick us?
Oh, boy.
You know, how did you find us? You know?
Because we're not a dentist office, usually.
We mostly do Botox.
This is a podiatrist's office. You understand that, right?
Let me lick all them teeth.
But we just happen to get this teeth-making machine on a deal.
You see that?
We got a Groupon for it.
See that new
guy,
sign?
Guy
you
to
got
buy
over
20
there?
Of them at the same time and goes door to door selling teeth making machines.
Teeth are the toes of the mouth. That's our motto.
Yeah. I mean, enamel's involved.
I'm going to go ahead and just say it right now while we're on the actual.
Oh, here we go.
This is out of left field.
Damn.
I don't want any production on my teeth.
The episode visual card for this episode will not be a mouth filled with toes instead of teeth. I'm just saying that right now. Just going to say it right now.
Pre-veto.
Yep.
An advanced veto.
Wait, pre-veto.
What about feet with teeth for toes?
No, we're not doing that either. No, we're not doing the whole toes That's or the like, teeth of the mouth thing. Like, we're not doing any of that shit.
About fucking John Wayne Bobbitt?
Yeah.
What?
Did you hear about John Wayne Bobbitt?
For real? Like the guy got his dick cut off by...
Recently or ever?
Yeah, recently. He's lost his
fucking toes. I've heard about him
ever,
but not recently.
He's for lost what? His fucking diabetes? Toes. No.
Cheating on another bitch? What happened?
He's another victim of Camp Lejeune. He was serving in the military at Camp Lejeune, and he
What's
got
Camp
infections.
Lejeune? Which one is this?
It's a military base that is notorious. There are all these mega class action lawsuits because the
this is one of like the burn pit things or one of those types of things.
It's like that, but it was like the water was infected and infested with all these terrible bacterium and everything.
Gotcha.
And these mystery illnesses and shit. He's had to have all his toes cut off from them getting terribly infected and
boy,
fucked
this is
up.
Not your day.
Yeah. Right?
Wow.
And
although the day that he's told by the doctor you have to get your toes cut off, the doctor's like, well, I've got kind of good news. This won't be the worst thing that's been cut off of.
Like, right. I have the second worst news you've heard in your life.
Yeah, right, right. But here's the fucked up thing beyond all that is that now they're looking at it and, you know, all these Camp Lejeune survivors have all kinds of symptoms ranging from general health malady.
Where was Camp Lejeune?
God damn it.
Is it in the States or is it overseas somewhere?
I believe it's in the States.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that. But I think it's
I'm going
to
hold you close.
I think it's in Louisiana, buddy.
If it's not, you're fucking dead to me.
Yeah.
I'm holding you to this, Mattingly.
All right, keep talking. I'll find the answer to my own question.
Thank you. To the internet, Jacob. The thought is that, you know, he was terribly abusive to Lorena, his wife.
North Carolina.
Okay.
The Louisiana of America.
The Louisiana of America.
The Louisiana of the South. Wait, shit. That's already there.
The teeth of the mouth.
Thank you.
The Louisiana of the mouth.
So the toes of the mouth are the teeth of the feet.
We're not putting that picture up. It's already been vetoed.
Censored.
Toes are the teeth of the mouth. Teeth are the toes of the feet. All right.
So there's some fort in North Carolina named after a French person.
Yeah.
Right. And apparently, but anyway, like they're saying, like he was going through all this, you know, he was abusing his wife to the point where she cut his dick off.
Right.
And the thought is now.
Lorena Bobbitt.
He was probably a bit zinged in the head.
Oh,
with all this.
It's like the CTE thing.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So he had brain damage from some kind of something he got at the old fort.
Quite likely. So it's all just kind of snowballed into one big shitstorm for this kid.
Well, this is the hard part about, any kind of crazy violence comes from something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Right.
There's something, you know. There's, I mean, besides like crazy acts of self-defense or heroic efforts, you know, for the most part, if somebody's like abusing someone or killing someone or doing whatever, yeah, there's something behind it. Something happened.
Yeah.
Childhood trauma or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Military
yeah.
trauma.
So in this case, it was like, you know, OJ's family, by the way, would not release his brain to be studied for CTE.
Right. I get that though. I saw that, mm-hmm. like, if I'm OJ's family,
yeah.
all I've been waiting for the last 30 years is for this guy to die. So I don't have to hear about this anymore.
Right.
There's no way I'm letting this stretch out a second longer than it absolutely has to.
Yeah.
That's like when the lawyer who's doing OJ's estate, when he, for some reason,
super snotty about
publicly announced that Goldman's family would not get a dime from OJ's estate.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, why the fuck are you even saying this out loud?
Yeah,
even
yeah.
if you think this, why would you say this
say,
to
like,
the press?
This is a private matter that we will handle, yes. you know, blah, 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 blah.
Like, we're going to handle this in due course as the law permits, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
No more questions.
You know, the
Instead,
real reason.
He was like,
the real reason they're not releasing that brain
what's
is
that?
Because he had spent so long rehearsing for commercial work, OJ had. It really did affect him. And they're afraid that if they look at that brain, they won't find CTE, just hurts.
That was a weird. I had a feeling Hertz was the punchline of this joke, and I didn't see how you're getting there, and I don't think you did.
And I still don't see how you thought you were going to get there.
I was trying to figure out some way to say it just hurts. He was always just like, it just hurts.
You see, everybody, that's what happens when you start talking before you know how the sentence is going to end.
That's improv, buddy.
Like, yeah, I'm talking, but I don't know where I'm going.
I don't know where this is going. OJ would run through the airport jumping over fucking bags to get to his rental car. And that's what got him the CTE. That's what I think happened.
That's it. I thought it's a tricky thing, right? So, because according to him and his family,
it's a tricky wicket.
He's not the murderer.
Correct.
What? But
if you test him for CTE, then it makes everyone go like, ah, see? It was CTE that made him a murderer. And they're like, right, except that he wasn't a murderer.
Except he didn't.
And then we're still looking for him, the killer, that is.
I gotta tell you, when Alan Dershowitz says, yeah, he probably did it. And I mean, Alan Dershowitz, first and foremost, not a great character model in the first place.
But he served at Camp LaFufu, for whatever it was called.
He doesn't have any toes.
He's a toeless lawyer. That's how he's known. Yeah.
Is that what happened to Dershowitz?
Except for that one toe in his mouth.
Dershowitz went so crazy he had to go to Jeffrey Epstein's Island hundreds of times.
John Wayne Bobbitt went to the Zoltar machine when he was 12 years old and stuck in a dollar. And it came out and said, you are not meant to have any appendages. That's
what it said. Coming for them fingers, John Wayne.
You better watch them fingers.
Watch them fingers.
Anything that dangles from that body is gone.
Yeah.
You can take my dick. You can take my toes. But don't you dare take my teeth, the toes of the mouth.
We're not doing that picture. Remember when John Wayne Bobbitt did porn?
He did Frankenpenis.
He showed his reattached penis on a Howard Stern New Year's Eve special.
Yeah.
Right.
Pay-per-view New Year's Eve special. Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Now that would just come out, like, what, on Reddit?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Oh, speaking of things that have changed, I just saw right before we started recording, you know, Reggie Bush is in the news. Former NFL football running back.
His toes?
He's in the news. His toes are fine.
Okay.
Thank goodness. But
he won the
Heisman Trophy when he played football at USC.
Yes.
And then once he was a professional football player, they took that trophy away from him.
Right.
Because they said he had been paid inappropriately as a college athlete.
That's right.
And now the Heisman committee is basically saying, we've kind of discovered that this was happening to just everyone. So they're giving him the Heisman Trophy back.
That's good.
Honestly, I was like, that's maybe the best thing you could do if you're the Heisman Trophy committee or whoever the fuck. Ted Heisman, I assume.
The board and his sister Lucy.
Turns out when we were making a fortune off of your image,
yeah,
while you were supposed to be staying poor.
I mean, he was. I remember when he played football at USC, we had an Xbox. I was living in San Francisco at the time, and my roommate and I had an Xbox in the living room, and we would play college football, you know, whatever the college football video game was.
Yeah, yeah.
And like Reggie Bush's face was on this video game,
right?
Yeah,
like they were making millions and millions of dollars off of this guy's face. Not even just talking about him, but like showing a picture of it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Tim Tebow had his face on a cover of video games and everything. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he doing today?
Tim Tebow?
Yeah. Praying.
Yep. Praying real hard.
I'll tell you who else knew where that joke was going. And that's the following sponsor.
Oh, dear Lord, let me keep all my toes and penis on my body.
Let me keep my toes and my penis.
And my teeth. The toes of the mouth.
The toes of the mouth. Let me keep the toes of my mouth and my mouth of my toes. On the heel of the skull, my mouth.
The heel of the skull.
The tongue
is the heel of the skull.
Our sponsor is Pete's Roasted Penguins and Collectible Mugs. From Crocoduct Scoop in 2023. Pete's Roasted Penguins and Collectible Mugs.
I started back in 97 doing the whole collectible mug thing. And then that didn't go great.
No?
So I moved to Antarctica.
Okay.
And then I realized I needed to move to the South Pole, because that's where the penguins are.
That Antarctica is the South Pole.
What?
Antarctica is the South Pole, sir.
Oh, my God. Well, what was I roasting?
Enter Hate Scoops and checkout. Went and saw a late night show last night. Went and saw our friend Grace produces.
That's so good.
It's so great. Went and saw a late night show last night. One of these shows that starts at midnight type thing. The pre-show. You've seen this, right, Matt? You've seen their shows, right?
Yes.
Was the pre-show act the same when you saw it? Because I believe they use the same act every week. This was my, I think, third time seeing this show.
Beatboxing, improvised trio.
No.
Oh.
This was two ladies, one of which was tying the other one up and suspending her from a point that was hanging in the air.
Oh, I that did not happen in the show that I was in.
Okay.
But I have seen that happen before.
So all three times I've seen this show, this has been the walk-in. Yeah, this is just happening while everybody is taking their seats. No real attention is being drawn to it, except there are two ladies on stage. One is tying the other one up. And so they're tying, one person is getting tied up and is hanging by a single leg. And it's that, I can't remember the name of it. There's the fancy name for it that I think is a Japanese word.
Charcuterie.
That's it. It is something similar to that.
Sushimi.
Lake Lafufu and charcuterie.
That's it. So she's doing charcuterie, tying her up. And hangs her well, upside
my
down.
My wife wanted
by...
me to try some charcuterie this weekend, and I said, "Hon, I don't think we've got enough rope.
I don't think the ceiling joists can support me."
Oh shit! He came through with a fatty joke. Boom!
Yeah, boom. Charcuterie.
So the whole bit is, and I mean, they do it over the course of like 20-30 minutes. The woman gets tied up, and then this case, she was suspended by a single leg that was completely tied. So like the whole leg
Shibari.
Was almost. That's it.
Shibari.
I told you it was similar to charcuterie.
Yeah. That's the name of the fort in Louisiana, North Carolina.
That's it. It's a really big fort.
Fort Shibari.
So she, they're doing the Shibari tie-up thing, and so she's hanging by a leg, and then the woman who's doing the tying up just gives her a little spin. And so now she's hanging by a single leg and just slowly spinning, and while the room is kind of half-watching. By the way, I was fascinated by the fact that everyone in the room was not paying attention very closely to what was happening.
Right.
Because what was happening was fascinating.
The woman is scantily clad, I take it?
I mean, not terribly, but
Vegas,
I mean,
for Vegas standards, she's fully clothed.
Fully dressed.
Correct. Yeah, for Vegas standards, she's wearing a floor-length parka. for most places,
but for North Carolina.
Yeah. Like, you can see her legs, and you can see her midriff, like her shirt has kind of fallen up.
A midriff?
Yeah. That's it. That's all you're seeing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's more clothes than I suspected.
John Wayne Bobbitt just had his midriff amputated.
Poor guy. That's tough. That guy can't catch a break.
Lejeune.
Lejeune.
So, she's doing this. She spins her, right? And then the woman lights a candle. And me, not for some reason thinking along the correct lines of this at all, go like, why the fuck is she lighting this candle? And then she starts dripping wax on the woman who was tied up.
Wasn't for
spinning
Passover.
Tied up lady.
No, yeah, it was not for Passover. Okay. Yeah, it was for sexy times with the tied up spinny lady.
And, it wasn't her birthday or something.
So she's dripping wax all over her and does that for like 5-10 minutes. And like her untied up leg is covered in wax, and her belly is covered in wax, and other parts of her, you're getting wax on her, all that kind of stuff. And all that's happening. I'm not confused by any of this.
Right.
I'm about to get to the part where that confused me. They then proceeded to untie, let her down. They didn't. I was really hoping. I was sitting next to my friend, and I leaned over to my friend, and I was like, I'm really hoping that she just unties that knot and let her fucking plops down on the floor. straight down on her head.
Kind of hopeful. She took out a crossbow.
She's like, oops, fuck that up.
Clean yourself up. At the rope.
Yeah.
Clean yourself up. It's over. Go home.
Yeah, there was definitely a part of me that was hoping for a mistake there. Like, oh, she was a foot off the ground. It wouldn't have hurt that bad, but it would have been embarrassing. Right. It would have been funny to me.
I mean, now we know this is a good comedic act that we could do sometimes.
Absolutely. I think we should do a way to do three-way Shibari.
Have you seen the Ice Cream Social Shibari clown act?
It's weirdly sexy.
I had no idea
I would have such an erection.
I laughed so hard and I was so hard.
Yeah.
I call it No Holes Shibari'd.
And these two who are doing it, I believe, as far as I understand, they are a romantic couple. In real life.
As
far as you understand, oh, okay.
Yeah, my understanding is these two women, I don't know these two women.
I thought you were like, I saw them smooching. I'm inferring that they love each other.
There are a lot of each other's social media pics.
Yep.
I understand when people kiss, that's love.
That's it. So I believe these two are a couple.
I asked if they were going steady.
Yeah.
You two go steady?
You go steady? You wearing a ring? Mm.
So the part that confused me is they got done with all of this, and it is certainly...
Just fuck two other guys?
No. They got off. They untied themselves. They walked off stage and came back. Maybe 30 seconds later, the woman who had been tied up and suspended is now wearing like a onesie.
Yeah.
Just change, you know, quick clothes change, and then sit down in the audience to watch the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I was watching them. I watched them come back in because I was truly fascinated by them the entire time they were up. It's a neat thing to watch. I've watched them. They've done all three shows that I've seen, and I've seen them do it twice now because the other time
Shibari,
I got there too late to see
Shibari,
them.
Shibari, the actual
the word
can't
is
forget.
Hard to say.
Shibari, Shibari, Shibari. You're obsessed with them still yet?
And I was amazed that they didn't just go in the back or leave and just start fucking immediately.
Yeah.
That was my question. Was because that's like. This has got to be like a heavy turn-on kind of thing,
yes,
right?
Like doing something that is so... Because it was clearly very sexually charged. And the energy in the room is very sexually charged as they're doing this.
If I'm speaking out of Shmuel, then I'm Shibari.
Yeah.
Do you think,
Jacob?
Long
enough to clean up the wax? Or was she sitting there wax on her under the onesie?
Unknown.
So, Unknown. Jacob, here's my question.
I would
to
bet
you.
There's wax Fine on question. Her. I would bet there's still wax on
one
her.
One last
under the
question
wax.
Before I go. Where's the wax?
What happened to the wax?
You know, there's one more thing that I just thought of.
Well, no, I was thinking.
Where's the wax?
This is one of those things where everybody's sexual proclivities differ wildly. And what turns
Not
people
mine.
On.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
All right, Toothy. What turns people on and doesn't, you know, very different. But do you think just the very act of this tie up and melt wax thing, do you think that was enough to get either of them to a point of orgasm? Did you
I doubt it.
Or is orgasm not even the objective in that kind of sex play?
Oh, I don't know what the objective is, but it didn't seem to get to that point. As we were watching, this seemed like a foreplay type.
So it's
sex.
Just flirtation.
What you're saying, Paul, is that the sex happened in front of everybody,
right?
And then they left and came back, and they were sitting in the afterglow.
Yeah, I don't think that's
what it was. I'm wondering if that's what it was, or if they are.
I think they went home and fucked wildly. Is what I'm
seconds.
Assuming. Yes.
No. Oh. Okay. You mean later in the night?
Correct.
You don't think
but
one
think
of the other of them
the,
was equipped
but
with
they
like
do
some
that show
kind
all
of
the
device?
Time.
With this act, and even all of our friends in the, you know, the burlesque world and all of their right. stuff, right? Like, sometimes you see them and they go out, like, they go from person to person and do all these, like,
yeah.
crazy and teasing, enticing things. As someone who can't turn anyone on, I would think that if I
go
could,
on.
It would turn me on.
Sure.
And that's what I was, but I never want, like, even we have burlesque artists in the turn, I would be like, so do you go home and, like, fuck after? Like, that's not really a question I'm going to bring up on air.
Right.
But I'm just going to write that question down for the next time we have a burlesque artist on. Because we're definitely asking next time.
It's on my
time.
Mind.
Yeah.
I'm curious about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably like anything, right? You get used to things.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's not the thing. So that,
but this, I mean, so I see then, a lot of burlesque, though, and this seemed like a step beyond.
Right.
In,
this is a very you saw like an intense ritual.
That's right.
The intimacy was what was on display.
And I saw an intense ritual that there's not a chance in hell this isn't done outside of this showroom.
Sure.
They, I assume they do this in their home or in a house or whatever. Because, like, at the very least,
HOA shut it down.
That's you got to practice this shit.
It's what they do to Grace's. They do it at the show because they can't do it at their house.
Yeah. No more open garage.
Signed letter from 12 neighbors.
Yeah.
Stop hanging.
Hon, we got another cease and desist Shabari letter.
Yeah.
I told you. We got to get out of this neighborhood.
But yeah, at the very least, like, just the practice of tying someone up like this, like, it's complicated.
Yeah.
It's physically complicated.
Yeah.
Like, they've practiced this.
Yes.
This HOA, more like H-O sway.
Nice.
Nice.
Because ropes sway.
Yeah. Right. And ho.
Yeah.
That joke, I was really on pinatas and needles for that whole joke.
Yes. There we go. Yeah, you
I bet it hurts.
Sir.
I bet it hurts.
Just hurts. Just hurts.
With a Z.
I was hanging on every
just
word.
Just hurts.
OJ.
If they didn't fuck, that's the news to me.
News.
It comes the ropes, guys.
News to me. This guy.
Speaking of OJ.
Holy shit.
Oh. No, I'm just kidding. He only decapitated people.
Nearly decapitated people.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, he's not going to sue us.
He did not have his follow through.
We'll never know unless we use our rational brains.
My favorite OJ conspiracy theory is that he sent his son to do it. That's why the DNA matches, but he has alibis that work.
Right.
Is that his son did the murder?
I don't think that's how DNA works, though, is it?
I don't think so. I think OJ killed him.
I mean, he had a lot of blood
get
on
that
his
out
shoes
there.
And shit. You're
asking
yeah.
for my opinion. Yeah. I'm not reporting. I think OJ killed Nicole Brown.
If I have to label someone as a killer,
yeah,
I gotta say OJ.
I'm gonna say.
I don't have any more information nope. to make me think that it's somebody besides OJ. And you know who else thought it was OJ? The civil jury that awarded Nicole and Ron's family tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, the Goldman family. Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of money.
Do you know that civil jury was nothing but Shabari practitioners?
Oh, really?
Yeah. They decided that they weren't 100% that it was OJ, but they had a pretty good string theory about it.
I thought you were going to say because they wanted to be a hung jury.
That's even better.
That's exactly what
I thought you were going to say they didn't want to get tied down in the semantics of it.
I thought you were going to say the jury hurts.
It hurts.
They decided that gloves are the mouth of the finger. And you
you remember the guy tried to get OJ to try on a glove in court? That was going to be the gotcha moment.
And he was like, fiddling with it. It can't if it don't. Like,
I can't put this glove on.
Yeah. That's dumb.
That was a weird one.
Right.
There's I would say again, my opinion.
Yeah.
They didn't do that well in the trial. They didn't try him in a good way.
And I mean, what's remarkable is that those people remained employed. I think some of them are still working today.
Have you seen the thing about how the Buffalo Bills are responsible for the Kardashians?
What?
What?
The Buffalo Bills, the season before they drafted O.J. Simpson.
Oh, okay, I like
with
these.
With the first overall draft pick.
Yeah.
They missed an easy touchdown pass. Uh-huh. That would have won a game for them and kept them from getting the number one overall pick.
Ah.
Right.
They failed to convert for that touchdown, getting the number one pick where they drafted O.J. Simpson, who then went on to become a superstar in the NFL. Yes. No, we're not to that part.
Don't read ahead, Paul. Don't read ahead. Don't read ahead, buddy.
So he played football for a while. He retired from football. He starred in the Naked Gun movies. He was in other films and TV and everything. And then something happened to Nicole and Ron. Mm-hmm. things occurred.
Just
like
hurts.
They do.
Yep. Just, there was a car company was involved, I believe, allegedly.
They got hurts.
Yep. And then Kardashian was one of the lawyers on the case.
Yes.
Became a celebrity through that.
Yes.
Then his daughter released the sex tape with Ray J. So the Buffalo Bills are in many ways responsible for the keeping up with the Kardashians.
How the dominoes fall. And then also there is that...
that's why they'll never win a Super Bowl.
That's
that
right.
Rumor, that rumor and theory, allegedly, that OJ is actually Chloe's father.
It's time for some scoop mail.
Chloe J. That's why she's named Chloe J.
We got a scoop mail from Keith. This was, I don't know what the scoop mail is. It was titled, Paul Was Wrong. So so that made the show.
Right to the end pile.
Made the show.
Paul, I have a Paul is Right for after the season.
I mean, we know that we're going to get made up for with plenty of Paul Was Right. For whatever Keith says. There are a number of things on a recent episode where I wanted to write in and point out. Oh, on several recent episodes where I wanted to write in and point out how Paul was wrong. I know it's hard to believe, but he's not always 100% accurate. In these examples, it seems that Paul read a headline and then assumed the worst case scenario and maybe only otherwise read conspiracy theories or on YouTube or Twitter comments.
Doesn't sound like my co-host.
No.
What are you talking about, guys? This is outrageous.
The Rock and Oprah Winfrey on the Maui fires.
Okay, here we go.
Paul adamantly claimed that they gave nothing and then just tried to get others to donate. In reality, they both started the charity with $10 million donations and then tried to get others to join in, but have since contributed even more, but the total isn't known. The criticism was from internet dipshits who thought that they should have given more, who ultimately probably harmed the effort by making the charity look bad. It's much easier to just tell someone else who should have spent their money.
That doesn't sound like the internet I know.
Yeah.
Right. Outrageous.
So that's number one.
That's a fine correction.
Yeah, I think that's a good correction.
I'll take that. If that's legit, I'll take it.
So The Rock and Oprah gave, at the very least, $10 million each, according to Keith here.
Just hurts. Okay.
Yeah, it just hurts. Number two, Lunchables. The headline was they were banned from some classrooms because they didn't meet federal nutrition standards. Paul, you remember this?
We were talking about lead in food.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was just a recent TikTok that I saw talking about, not about the nutritional stuff, just about the lead levels
that the FDA
has decided are acceptable.
So Paul's take was that they had massive amounts of lead, which were toxic and should be thrown out immediately. In reality, the details of the report were that they were rejected because they had high sodium levels that were outside of acceptable limits for school lunch programs.
Sodium, lead, same thing.
That's not accurate, actually.
I write with salt.
I season my steaks with lead.
That's not the headline I read. That's not what I was reacting to.
Yeah, I think that's what Keith is pointing out.
I'm sure that's true, too, but I think also there's a case to be made that they have dangerous amounts of lead in them.
Possibly. There are guidelines that determine what schools need for their official lunch programs. The articles also stated that these school lunch ones are different than the ones sold in grocery stores and have more sodium. Oh, so these weren't even like Lunchables. These were Lunchables that were made in-house by the school.
Which are not the ones I was referring
off-brand
to.
Lunchables?
The article also mentioned some trace levels of lead found in some. While not good to have even trace lead, it's not the massive amount that Paul said and was not the reason for the ban. That's all. Just a few blemishes in an otherwise spotless record of 100% accuracy. And that's from Keith.
To be fair, that was only two, not a few. But you know.
If you type the word Lunchables into Google, the first word that pops up is lead. So
right.
I'm going to say one and one.
Yeah, the internet is
backing Paul.
Yeah. But
April 11th, 2024, from USA Today, Lunchables were found to have high levels of lead in them, according to recent findings from Consumer Reports.
So there. Take that.
I'm not saying the other thing wasn't right, too.
Right.
But I was not talking about the lunch program Lunchables that then everybody's like, oh, too much salt. I'm talking about just general Lunchables. We're discovering now have...
By the way, too much salt, also bad.
I opened up a school Lunchables, and I just thought it was a tray of cocaine.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Really?
That's disappointing.
Underneath it was crackers and one piece of turkey.
Ah.
Okay.
And so no cocaine at all?
No cocaine. I snorted all of it. I just have a really salty nose.
Yeah. Your nose is salty.
I went right to bed. Yeah. No problem.
Man, that really hurts.
Oh, yeah!
Boom!
Zing! Juicy!
We got one from Captain James T. Scoop.
Wait. I'll just chime in on Paul is right. I watched the fucking finale of Shogun. Oh, what a disappointment.
Oh, no.
Oh, did it turn out to be a garbage show like I feared?
It really dropped the ball in the last episode.
I haven't gotten to the finale yet, obviously. But the show up to what I've seen
the
has been very good.
The episode was very good.
Okay.
I'm so grateful that I didn't do a time sink on that one. Very quickly, I might get into this a little more next episode, but I cannot recommend highly enough the new Fallout series.
I definitely want to talk to you about that. It's phenomenal.
Really, really I heard it's really good. Brushwood was talking about it the other day.
What's it on?
Amazon Prime.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, there you go.
It is good.
It's really good.
It's
Amazon
fantastic.
Made a good show, huh?
Yep.
No, I'm kidding.
Based on a video game, like those two combined.
Well, Fallout's a very popular video game.
Right.
Yes.
But I mean, there have been popular video games that have for the TV show.
The Eye of the World or whatever that series was that was terrible, and now they've done a good one.
Yeah.
Good job.
I like Reacher.
Reacher's not bad.
It's not really terrible. It's not good. It's not bad. It's fine.
What I like about Reacher is that I don't have to watch a series. I can just watch however much of one episode as I want, and I know everything that's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not complicated.
No.
I can watch like a 10-15 minute clip in the middle of an episode, just pluck it right out. I know everything that's going on. I got all the characters. I know everything. I'm fine.
Oh, you know what my kids are into based on a video game? Cuphead.
Oh.
There's a Cuphead cartoon.
I love that game.
The cartoon is excellent.
Is it?
I watched it with my children.
These are the children of the guitar player Buckethead. This is a docuseries that follows the Cuphead children of Buckethead.
I believe Brett Mukai played Cuphead for his Twitch channel for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a great
game.
Great game.
So it's that 50s animation style?
Yeah, it's really done in a very 30s animation 30s style.
What does 30s animation style look like?
You wouldn't recognize it.
Watch Cuphead. Right. Yeah,
black and
look
white,
up Cuphead.
Old Superman,
you'll see it. It's a shooter. It's a really intense shooter. You don't get many lives. It's very pattern heavy. I guess that's great. I'll have to check out the cartoon because it's a smartly put together video game. They took years.
It's a really funny, really funny cartoon.
It's a pair of brothers who put it together and. Over the years, the scope of the project grew and grew. They had like a team of maybe 25 artists and programmers and whatnot. I don't know. It's a fascinating story how that game came about and how big it became compared to how small the team is. But
nice.
Yeah, well, that's great that they're doing good cartoons. I love to hear that your kids are into it. That's cool.
Did you watch the X-Men animated series when you were younger?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know they've got the new one of those.
Have you seen the new X-Men 97?
No.
I hear
watch
it's good.
If
my kids want to watch it, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We got an email from Captain James T. Scoop. Hello, gents. Hey. I heard your recent discussion on the new pornography laws out of Texas, and I wanted to offer my condolences to the Texas Scoops. You see, Utah passed a similar law last year, and it sucks. If you want to access online porn, you have to submit a picture of your state ID to prove that you are over the age of 18. And let
Stop
me just say,
it.
As an ex-Mormon whose name is still on their records and a current employee of the state, I won't be offering that anytime soon.
Wow.
It seems a bit conspiratorial, but the Mormon Church has a lot of unspoken influence on our government here in Utah.
No shit.
I got bad news for you. They got a lot of spoken influence over that government, too.
Yeah.
It's not conspiratorial. No, it's
the
just
place they find a way
fact.
To incentivize people to close on Sunday.
Right.
But it's good for me, because when I play Utah, I can go home on Sunday.
Oh, that's
it is. Going home a day early.
It's a win-win.
Nice.
They didn't win, but you won.
I get to still do Penn Sunday School.
It's just a win.
It's a win for me.
Yeah.
And then plus I'm all pent up with all that lack of porn access I had.
Yeah.
So I just jerk off the whole way home.
But I mean, you download all of your porn, so you just watch the same one over and over again, right?
Yeah, what I do is I challenge myself. I can't go 1 minute further. Each minute, I must come to that minute.
Right.
Or I won't allow myself to watch the next minute.
And you have that podcast. One minute splooge.
1 minute. It's splooge,
yeah.
Which is allowed to be the episode card.
That's fine.
The 60-minute clock.
This unfortunate turn of events has led to some strange...
Honestly, if I get stuck on the same minute for a long time, it hurts.
Ah!
Yeah!
Juicy!
This unfortunate turn of events has led me to some strange places on the web when I want to get my rocks off, but it is still possible. You may just have to watch the same 7-minute clip a few times. Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. We're on the same page.
Yep. Also, of course, there are VPNs and things like that. On a lighter note, BYU shared an unintentionally hilarious post that really sums up the repressed sexuality of this place. This is from 3 years ago and posted their website as a little blurb to promote resources for newly widowed or divorced students. I attached a screenshot as well if you're interested. The screenshot just says this. Covenant intimacy. Covenant intimacy.
You can't say that, Jim. You cannot say that.
You smell almonds?
Covenant intimacy conversations. Almonds is cyanide. Cinnamon toast is having a stroke.
Okay.
Single after marriage. I thought I you the joke cyanide. You trying to make.
Cinnamon
cyanide
toast stroke.
Single after marriage, transitioning from sexually active to sexually inactive. The transition from being sexually active to sexually inactive due to divorce or death of a spouse can be difficult. Although you likely won't be able to replace sexual intimacy, you may be able to identify ways that you can start to fill the holes that were once filled by sex.
In fact, if you want to go to a meeting, we meet on top of this dryer every Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Those damn pesky holes, they just won't stay filled. Fuck you in your recently abandoned face holes. That's Captain James T. Scoop.
Thank you,
James T. Scoop.
Oh my God!
I'll be back in Utah.
There's way more porn on Reddit than I thought.
You better get in Utah. I got to run and take a pee.
Okay,
I'll be right back.
Hopefully, it doesn't hurt.
You know, the dick is the foot of the groin.
From May true. May 27th to June 1st, I'll be at Mystique, Utah.
Oh, nice!
If you want to see me there.
Make
sure you download your porn first.
Yeah,
I will.
We have an email from Dustin W.
I absolutely will.
I don't have a scoop name. Hey, Matt, Paul, and Jacob. First off, this starts dark. Oh, it's okay.
All right.
This is a dark one. So okay. this is a little bit of like a suicide trigger warning.
Okay.
That type of thing.
Self harm.
Yeah, some self harm in here. On Sunday, I was an inch away from taking my own life.
Jesus. Ooh.
I had let myself go too far into the dark and not get help. Thankfully, part of me pulled back from the abyss, at least a little thanks to y'all and the boys over at Night Attack. Great night. Thank you for reminding me that now is not forever. And there is always time to try something new. If all goes well, I will find myself tomorrow no longer managing a department for a grocery store, but instead helping teach tiny humans at an elementary school, an odd image for those who know me, because I am 6'2", 350-pound, bearded, tattooed, and grizzly. Now, I also promised a bad job story. That's the good stuff.
All right, well,
let's address that.
Shout out... I mean, if you want to give us credit, fine. I give a lot of credit to yourself.
Yes.
For whatever lifeline you gave yourself to get out of that funk. Uh-huh. Give yourself some credit. Give yourself some forgiveness. I mean, there's just so many different phases of life.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many. I look back on my life and I have so many, like, fucking shitty times. It was funny. I had a birthday recently.
Happy birthday!
And my dad, his happy birthday message was like, "You finally really built yourself something, huh?" Like it was like a congratulations for my magic and podcast career message. But as a guy who's been watching me not do that for many, many years before I figured it out, you know, I didn't start doing magic until 40.
Right.
Podcasting 10 years ago.
Always starting to get the hang of that.
Yeah. And that didn't pay for a very long time either.
No,
but I mean, like, you know, and this isn't just about work and self-worth, which is its own thing, which, you know, we can't get into right now, but we shouldn't let work or our career be our only sense of self-worth.
I was just talking about this on Pod Therapy, on a recent episode of Pod Therapy. It's so difficult, but it is something I think that it's very important to remember that we are not our work.
No.
We do work, we have jobs, we do those things to make a living, to do the things that make us who we are. But the job part is just the job part. That's the facilitating part for the rest of it.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that, and I know that we as artists, we get sucked into this trap often, defining ourselves by what we do.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really tough thing. I think it's important to break away from, but I think it's also a really tough thing to break away from, or it can be oftentimes. And I think that's so I congratulate you, Dustin. Sorry, I almost called you Justin there. But I congratulate you, Dustin. It sounds like the work move is helping.
It sounds like he's doing a work move because he had previously judged himself ineligible for that job.
Right.
It sounds like the way he described himself as somewhat being inappropriate for being a teacher of young children.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you're figuring out that you're wrong.
Yeah.
That you can do that, you know? And if you have a passion for it, anyone who has a passion for education, gosh, thank goodness that happens.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. It just needs to happen more. And so, yeah, if you're teaching children, I bet you're going to kick ass at
That's it.
And I'm grateful that you're doing it.
By the way, I was talking to my brother a couple of months ago, and we were talking about education and just the state of education. My brother, who lives in Louisiana, education system in Louisiana, famously
Louisiana, North Carolina, or Louisiana, Louisiana,
Louisiana, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not where the Fort is in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
That's it. And it occurred to me, and I'm sure it's occurred to other people as well. Any state in the country, in the United States, because for people who don't know, maybe you live out of the States or something like that, in the United States, each state is responsible for the public education system in that state. It's not a federally mandated thing. It's not a federally run thing. The state itself actually runs the education system in each state. And it occurred to me, because we were talking about how Louisiana is down on the list in educational standards. Nevada is always down on that list as well, for a lot of reasons. But any state at any time could just make themselves the best educated state in the country, have the best education system in the country. All you'd have to do is simply say, we're going to pay teachers X amount of dollars. If you qualify to be a teacher in this state, mm-hmm. and you get a job as a teacher in this state, say you're a kindergarten teacher, we're going to pay you $75,000 a year to start with, and we're going to go up from there. And then that means your college professors, you're starting at you're starting in the six figures. And instantly you get the best teachers from around the country who are ready to come in and shake things up and make things happen. It's just the easiest fucking thing in the world. And I know that it's more complicated than just saying throw money at it.
Nope, that's it, Jacob. You nailed that.
That's it.
But it's not that much more complicated than that.
I mean, there are tactics to be taken for sure.
Of course.
You know, also, I mean, I've talked about this before. You know, I know that my kid's school actually tries to maintain a lower status of rank.
Yeah.
Because when you rank for lower status, you qualify for the state programs that give out free breakfasts and lunches to families that can't do it. And so if they went up a tier, they wouldn't qualify for that program anymore. And then suddenly you have these poorer families. You know, giving kids, when families are struggling and they can come to school and have breakfast, that's a big fucking deal.
That's a big fucking deal. Everybody, almost everybody in my elementary school, I remember every morning, there was the breakfast line every morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat breakfast when I was a kid. I still don't eat breakfast now. But every morning I'd go into the cafeteria to just hang out. And almost everyone in the school was in there eating breakfast every morning. And many of them, if not most of them, were on the free lunch on the free breakfast program.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's huge. Anyway. So this is a funny job story now from Dustin. Dustin, like we say, glad you're doing well. Glad you're getting help. And it's worth saying, there's always help available. And if it's an emergency, call 911.
988.
988.
No, 988 suicide hotline. If it's an emergency, call 911.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you are going to harm yourself, call 911. That's an emergency. And the people on the other end of that line are trained to deal with those emergencies as well. Right out of college, I found myself looking for a temporary job until something in my field came along. It never did. So I took a job with a company owned by a friend's dad. It was a small place with one metal building out on the edge of town, building shipping pallets. So there was a crew of six or seven of us that would cut boards, run nail guns, and a few specialty pieces of machinery, all as fast as we could go. As the day ended when the order was done. Oh, so they're moving quickly because they're done. Once they're done, they're done.
The day is done when the order is done.
That's right. So they finish the order and they get to go home. So
That's
they're
cool.
moving. They're moving fast. Most days I ran a large circular saw cutting boards to size for our various jigs. Then once everything was cut, I would swap out other members of the team on jig work so they could rest for a moment. So far, it doesn't sound too bad, right? Well, let me tell you about this place. As I said, it was a metal building, just a layer of curved aluminum, no insulation at all. Freezing in the winter, a sauna in the summer. The closest thing to insulation was the 7-foot piles of sawdust in the corners that the other workers would go stand by to smoke. No, they were not the brightest folks to stand by the pile of sawdust with their cigarettes.
That's the smoke break area.
Yep.
The most combustible spot in the whole plant.
More fun.
They're going to lose their toes.
Yeah. No, the water was fine. More fun was watching a guy get sloppy with a nail gun and put a nail into his knee, or another one put through the base of his thumbnail. I watched that happen one time with a big industrial stapler. I watched a guy just staple his thumb right down to a board.
Oh.
Yep. The best part was he was doing a safety demonstration when it happened.
Oh, God. Yep.
That's the big toe of the hand.
That's true. That's true.
That's the North Carolina of the hand.
I don't even know what that means.
That's right.
Just turn the music back on. There we go. I'll remember the screams of that for a while. Yeah, I think that hurts a lot. Then the owner decided we needed to be able to expand and reuse old pallets. So he got a teardown machine. What it really was, simply put, was a giant bandsaw stretched chest high across an adjustable height table and wrapped around two mounted truck tire hubs, one of which was attached to a motor to turn the thing. I have seen these before.
That sounds terrifying.
It is a horizontal bandsaw wider than a shipping pallet, those big wooden shipping pallets.
Yes.
And you can run the shipping pallet through it, and it just rips the pieces of board off the shipping pallet so you can rebuild it and reuse it later on. It is a death trap.
Yeah. That sounds like something that would be very hard to be safe around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know how you can be safe around one of these things.
Shoot, I just bought one for my kids.
Oh, they'll be fine.
They'll be good. Yeah.
They got
safety
to learn.
Goggles.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Shin guards. Took one look at it. We took one look at this bandsaw thing, and we started a pool on who would lose how many fingers to that monster. Sadly, I never got to see who won that pool, as my mother made me quit that job. Yes,
John Wayne Bobbitt.
You read that right. My mother made me quit that job. I visited her after work, and upon giving her a huge hug, she found a nail in my shirt sleeve. Apparently, that day while running a nail gun on a jig, I had hit a knot in a board and shot the nail right back at me where it had punched through my jacket and hung up in my shirt sleeve about bicep high.
Jesus Christ!
It's amazing no one died at that job. I still know one of the fellows I worked there with. He has some amazing scars. Stay healthy. The life you save may be your own. It's Dustin Ward, who doesn't have a scoop name.
Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you,
Dustin. That's
and good luck to
terrifying.
You on everything.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
But yeah, good luck. Good luck with everything, Dustin. And be good. People like you.
Yeah. On the school front, real quick, Ryer Appledorn happened to pop by the house a couple days ago as he was passing through Pennsylvania.
All right.
And he only had a couple hours to hang out, but it was great to see him. But he was mentioning that a lot of these old schools, they've determined that a big part of the problem with the children's aptitude and whatnot, there is little to no ventilation in many of these old schools. And so people just aren't getting enough oxygen straight up. And it's like, I go back to my old days in schools where I was ready to fall asleep at the drop of a hat. And I wonder just how oxygen deprived I was as a youth. So
I wonder how oxygen deprived you are right now.
I'm in a basement. There's no living plants down here.
You got to be careful, Paul. You got to open a door or a window or something. Otherwise, you could really get hurts down there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is
actually juice. Even though the juice is
time for junk versus nerd.
Explosion of car rental companies. We got an obelisk jock versus nerd coming at us today from Scala Wall Scoop. This is one of our new games, and we put the call out to get some more Obelisk Jock versus Nerds. So head on over to HeyScoops.com, make us some more Obelisk Jock versus Nerds. We want to keep trying these. Paul, you are up first. The $200 question. So $200 question, we go up the obelisk all the way up to $5,000. We each have a double down, a steal, a super steal, and we can 50-50 off a couple of the answers to right. make it a little bit easier. So, Paul, your first question is about basketball. Would you like to double down?
I'm going to go ahead and skip this one, Jay.
Matt or me, do either of us want to steal? I'm not going to steal. Matt, do you want to steal?
What's the topic?
Basketball.
All steal.
Do you want to steal or super steal?
Well, there's no point to super steal.
Yeah, I think super steal, you're stealing their points as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just going to steal.
Yeah.
Who is the highest paid NBA player based on salary by total compensation for the 23-24 season, according to SportTrack? Stephen Curry, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, and Joel Embiid.
I believe it's Curry.
Let's try Curry. Or you can use a 50-50 if you want to use a 50-50.
Not yet.
So let's see Curry. It is Steph Curry.
Yay!
Man.
LeBron's wealth comes from many sources.
Yeah.
He's definitely one of the, I believe, the richest basketball player. But
sure.
But salary-wise, it comes from...
Man, I watched a bit of the Lakers game one against Denver the other day. LeBron, who is just a little bit younger than I am.
Right.
Running around, still doing that shit. I watch him and I go like, this guy is a
in
physical
his 21st
freak.
Basketball season. That's why like, it's
21st
like
21st professional basketball season.
Right. But like, and that's, you know, like I hate sports and Twitter are always just like Jordan versus LeBron. Rah, rah, rah.
No, they're not. Yeah.
But the thing is like, both their stories are so unique and so crazy. Like, we should stop worrying about the rank and just be like, we'll never see a player with this longevity like this ever again.
I can't imagine.
Like, it's just crazy how much that guy is taking care of his body.
And literally, the main thing that is, I think, going to get him to retire is not going to be not being good at basketball anymore, because he's right around 40. He's pushing 40.
Yeah.
And is still usually the best, if not the best, one of the top two best players on the court in any given game. He's going to retire so that he can own a basketball team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he's going to retire. He's going to own a basketball. He's going to own an NBA team in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Let's see, Matt, you got a $400 question here for comic books. You want to double down?
No.
Paul, you want to steal?
Yeah, I'll steal.
All right, let's steal.
Fuck you, man.
You want to steal or super steal? You want Matt's 200 points?
No, just regular steel.
Regular steel. What is the best-selling American single-issue comic book of all time, according to Polygon? That's Amazing Spider-Man number 1 in 2014, Detective Comics number 1000 2019, Star Wars number 1 2015, X-Men number 1 in 1991.
That'd be D.
D, X-Men is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
I had that comic book.
So did I.
Everybody had that Paul, comic book. That's why it was the best-selling comic book of all time.
That's why it was the best-selling comic book, yeah.
Yep.
Paul, $600 music. You want to double down?
Do I have to double down to keep it?
Or if I don't? If you can double down and prevent one of us from stealing it.
Right. I will not double down yet.
That will prevent
yet.
Us from stealing. All right. I don't think I'll steal yet. Matt, you want to steal music?
No.
All right, Paul. What album holds the top spot on the Record Industry Association of America's, that's the RIAA list, of the top selling albums of all time in the U.S.? AC/DC, Back in Black, Billy Joel, Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2, The Eagles, Their Greatest Hits, that's from 1971 to 1975, or Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Ooh. Oh. And I have
all
to guess.
Good candidates. You have to guess. You can use a 50-50 lifeline, though. You can get rid of two of them if you want.
I won't lose any money if I don't get it right, though.
That's right. You lose control, but no money.
I'll guess Thriller.
Let's see Thriller.
I guess.
Nope, it's the Eagles' Greatest Hits from 71 to 75.
Barf on the
it's
Eagles.
It's me. $800 question, farts is the category. You guys got basketball and music and comic books. I get farts. I'm not going to double down. Anybody want to steal?
No, as much as I...
Steal my farts. Paul, you want to steal my farts?
As much as I feel like I explore this topic every day.
All right, let's see here.
Expert, right?
What is the gas in a fart that gives that sweet, sweet smell like rotten eggs? Nitrogen, hydrogen sulfide, oxygen, or methane? I think it's methane. I'll just go methane. No, it's not. It's hydrogen sulfide.
It's a sulfur.
I guess that's the gas that makes it stink.
Stink.
I guess so. Matt, that puts control over to you.
Yes.
Darts. Would you like to double down on your darts question?
Otherwise, I can just answer it.
Yeah.
This is referring to the dressmaker kind.
Got it.
Ah.
No, I'm not going to double down.
Paul, you want to steal it?
Mm-mm.
I'm not stealing either.
Dodge car, right? The 74
That's
Dodge.
It. Right. What is the lowest number of darts needed to be thrown to win a game of 501? Ooh. 7, 9, 11, or 13?
I basically is like, how many darts does it take to win a
Oh, do you not play darts?
That's a math game.
I play darts. Okay, the amount of times I played darts sober?
Uh-huh.
Two?
Okay.
I played a lot of darts, and I've won games and lost games, and I have no recollection as to how I won or lost those games.
We had a dartboard on the wall in our apartment in San Francisco, and we played darts constantly. We played darts all the time. I can figure it out. Yeah, I don't know what the off the top of my head, but I can figure it out. What are you saying, Paul?
He's going to give me a clue.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that the you hit that center spot. That's 50 points.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
that is
extract
501.
That's the second highest score that you can get on a darts game.
So what are the options again?
Is that right?
7, 9, 11, or 13?
What's the highest score you could get, Jacob?
60 is the high. You can get the triple 20.
Didn't know you could get 60. Okay,
so you're going 11. Let's see. I'm sorry, it's A. It's 7.
Jacob is right. Paul is wrong.
Yeah. Well, I was going to have you guess C. So
I did guess C.
Oh, well, I was wrong.
Yeah. So Paul would have had you go with what you went with.
My teeth hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm juicy. So sorry.
Paul, you want to double down on carts? $1,200 question for carts.
My numbness is wearing off, and now my teeth hurt.
It's like Mario carts.
You heard me.
I feel for you.
I don't want to double down, but I don't want to.
Matt, you want to steal it? You want to steal carts?
Carts? How many questions are left here?
Let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to let it ride.
All right. Paul, what year did the first Mario Kart game debut? Hey, you called what the topic was. 1988, 1990, 1992, or 1996?
I just got this wrong the other day.
So don't do it again.
Fuck-a-doodle-doo.
Fuck-a-doodle-doo!
Where are you?
I'm going to go B.
We need a horny hen to solve
1990.
Crimes.
I'm sorry, it's C. It's the greatest year, 1992.
But I thought I guessed that before and it was wrong. Fuck me.
I don't know. All right, $1,400 question for me. It's math.
Okay.
I'm not going to double down. Anybody want to steal math?
Do I only have a steal or my super steal?
You got a you only have a super steal left.
But you don't have any points yet, do you?
I don't have any points.
So there's no point in me super stealing.
Yeah, you'd just be using it as a steal.
All right, I'll let it ride then.
All right, Paul, you stealing? You do a little Kentucky math for us?
No way.
All right. What is 800 times 12? Brace yourselves, everyone. Solve this without Kentucky math. So let's see. That would be...
I should have stolen this.
2 times 800 is 1,600 there. So it has to be... Is it 96? Oh, sorry. I should read off the options.
Yeah, very, very multiple choice questions here, Jacob.
8,012, 8,200, 9,600, or 20,000?
That's easy.
I believe that would be C, 9,600.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Look at that.
Nice work.
Well done. Well done.
I remembered that I had to still be the host and
that's tough.
Read
that's
off
tough.
The things while I was thinking about what the answer was. A $1,600 question, science. I'm not going to double down. Anybody want to steal?
Yes, I will super steal.
Matt's going to super steal some science.
Whoa.
Roughly, how long does it take for the sun's light to reach Earth? 8 minutes, 8 hours, 8 days, 8 months. I even know this one. I just know this one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's just minutes.
You think it's minutes?
What? Obelisk, we're not going to give each other clues. I do think it's minutes.
Okay, let's see if it's minutes. It's minutes. Yeah, it's eight minutes.
Light is super fast.
Let's see. That puts Matt into the lead and gives him control. He has 3,200 points. Paul has 400 points, and I'm back to zero. $2,500 question, Matt. Spelling.
Oh, God.
Maybe it's about Tory spelling.
Go ahead.
That's what
I was
thinking. I bet it's about Tory spelling.
Yeah, I'm not going to steal it. Paul, you want to steal it?
Or what's the guy's name? Her dad?
Aaron.
Aaron Spelling.
Yeah. Aaron Spelling. No, I'll say, pass.
If it weren't for Aaron Spelling, there'd be no more RJ murders.
That's true. Yeah. All right, Matt, here you go. What is the correct spelling of the frozen fruit-based dessert that is a hybrid between sorbet and ice cream? S-O-R-B-E-T, S-O-R-B-E-R-T, S-H-E-R-B-E-T.
I have to get up and walk over
and
this.
And S-H-E-R-B-E-R-T. Hold on, I can zoom in on this a little bit for you. There you go. So what is the spelling of that word? The hybrid between sorbet and ice cream.
D
S H E R B E R T.
Was in my gut.
Is incorrect.
Oh, no.
It's C.
An extra R.
Yeah,
an extra R fucked me, man.
I always remember that because my mother pronounces it correctly. She pronounces it sherbet.
Sherbet.
And I always notice
she's a lunatic.
Yeah, man,
Kentucky. We always call it sherbet. I'm sure it's the same in.
Oh yeah, no, we always.
Did I lose all my stuff on that? What did I lose?
Nope, you just lose control. So Paul, you've got Canadian math.
Control.
Do you want to double down on Canadian math, Paul?
Teddy Swims is
no,
awesome.
I do not.
We saw him in concert.
Down.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
San Bernardino. Really
I'm going to steal it. I'm going to use my steal.
There we go.
Canadian math. What is 1 inch in metric measurement? 30 millimeters, 2.54 centimeters, 3 decimeters, or 0.54 meters. All right. It's certainly not half a meter. It's not 3 decimeters. 30 centimeters. 50-50. Oh, I've got the 50. Good call. I'm going to use my 50-50. I think it's B, but I'm using my 50-50. A and D just went away. I'm going to go with B, 2.54 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed.
Nice.
Let's see. Canadian science.
Canadian science. This must be about maple syrup.
Well, shit, I've got to use my double down here. I've got to use my shit.
Keep your lead.
I'm doubling down. At what temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit equal? Negative 40, 0, 20, or 100? All right, it's not 100. Water boils at 100 Celsius, and it boils at
140.
Yeah, something like that in Fahrenheit. It boils at a different thing in Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Let's see, 20. I don't know why it would be 20. I don't think it's zero because water freezes at like 35 Fahrenheit and 0 Celsius. So it's got to be neg 40. I'm going neg 40. It is. It's A. Yay. Neg 40.
Nice.
Good call.
And I did my Canadian science math out loud. Yeah. Let's see. Canadian spelling. This is the last question. Paul, you can super steal it.
I've got to.
You can super steal here. Let's see. How would a Canadian spell this American phrase if they followed their British influences? The theater license was canceled. Choose the proper Canadian spelling. So A... THEATERLICENSECANCELED. There's different spellings of theater, license, and canceled in each option. I'm not going to read each one of them, but it's theater, license, and canceled. So which is the Canadian spelling of those three words, Paul?
And don't forget, Paul, you got the 50-50.
C or D.
I got to do the 50-50.
Using the 50-50. So I got rid of A and C. So now you got a 50-50 shot.
Oh, I could have 50-50'd my sherbet.
For the win. Oh, that's right.
Damn it.
Sherbet. B or D?
They're both theaters spelled the same.
Yep.
but the other two are different.
Yeah, license and canceled are both different.
Yeah.
You got L-I-C-E-N-S-E mm-hmm. or L-I-C-E-N-S-E.
Oh, boy.
Or E-N-C-E, rather.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
That's it. C-A-N-C-E-L-E-D.
I'll try.
C-A-N-C-E-L-L-E-D. Let's see. D. It's
hey.
D. Paul got it right, and Paul wins the game with 16,400 points. Matt's in second with 3,200 points, and I'm in third with zero after Paul super stole from me there at the end.
That was a fine super steal, Mattingly.
That was a Scholar Wall scoop. Thank you so much, Scholar Wall scoop. If you want to send us a scooperty, head over to hayscoops.com right there on the homepage. You can send us a scooperty. You can send us an obelisk-themed jock versus nerd or a prices strite jock versus nerd. Send us all of those things over at hayscoops.com.
Thank you to whoever wrote that one.
Scholar Wall Scoop.
Thank you, Scholar Wall Scoop.
That was a great one, Scholar Wall.
It was.
I want to thank Penn Jillette for getting this podcast.
Thanks, Penn.
I want to thank Big Sexy for stopping by.
My pleasure.
And I want to thank the following people who all were bluffing with their characters until they called their own bluffs in the season finale. Brogan Hastings, Brigham Stitt, Brian Terrell, Brian Richard, Brian Maddox, a.k.a. Anarcho Scoop, Brett Cocker, Brandon Allen, Brandon Light, Brad McCloskey, Brad Martin, and Bobby Becerra.
Big thanks to all these people who are indeed the teeth of the feet. Belgian Triple Scoop, BJ Joyer, Bear Scoop, Bearded Scoop 3, BB Hermit, Bassy the Portuguese Scoop, Base Camp Scoops, Bart Vonk, and Bad Pirate Scoop.
A big shout out to the following people who are still looking for the killer of Nicole. That's B.O.B., Blue Line Scoop. Blue Line Scoop might be looking.
That's true.
Big Sexy Digital Nomad. You're right
here.
That
guy. You're welcome.
Beetle Scoop, Ben Sherman Scoop, Ben Smith, Ben Gao, and Ben.
Big shout out to all these people who wake up in the morning, put their hands on the sides of their back and go, just hurts. AWOL Scoop, Avin Zarles, Armis Sar, Apple Scoop, Anton Jernberg, Ant Foods, Angela Chan, Andrew Osachunk, Andrew Koenig, and Andrew January.
I believe it's pronounced Sherbert. The following scoops all have a single long tooth all the way across their mouth. That's Andrew J. Hughes, Andrea Anderson, Anais Thomasian, Amara Scott Scoop, All Star Scoop, Ala Scoop 6666, Akshay Mysore, AJB, Adam Stickney, Adam Goff, Aaron, A Scoop of Root Canal. There you go, Matt. One Small Scoop for Man. The Unbanned Scoop. We All Scream for Mark McLean, the Micro Scoop, and Signature Curl Scoop. Thank you all so much.
Thank you all so much. Hey, if you want to be thanked on air, if you want to help pay for my teeth, head on over to preachingfun.com.
Come visit preachingfun.com.
And every 10 years this podcast goes, I'll probably be new teeth.
New teeth. And if you also want to write in emails about how Paul was wrong about things, head over to fartsinabag.biz.
Farts, 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 farts. Fartsinabag.biz.
That's fartsinabag.biz. That, along with preachingfun.com, it takes you over to our Patreon page, where for as little as $2 a month, you can help keep this show on the air, keep us doing this thing. Hopefully you're digging it. I mean, I kind of assume you are, since you're listening to
you
it.
You made it this far.
Right now. Yeah, I mean, it's
value. Yeah, I mean, if you want a discount code to Scoop Fest, you're still coming to Scoop Fest.
That's
in
it.
Fact, you can just show up and show that you're a Patreon member and get the discount code.
That's
in
right.
Person.
We'll do it right there in person.
We can do it right
at
there
the
in person.
Door.
Or if you want access to the link that lets you submit fake commercials for us.
Yeah.
That's also a privilege of the Patreon. Join those today.
I like that we're reading the date and year that those are submitted now.
Yes. Yeah. It's something we should have been doing from the beginning, but some of us are terrible hosts.
No.
Not looking at you, Big Sexy. I'm looking in the mirror.
Same thing.
Some of us are terrible hosts. That doesn't have anything to do with this show, though.
But I cannot wait to see the scoops that are coming out to Scoop Fest May 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Orleans. We have some really cool stuff planned for you guys. Our schedule's up at scoopfest.com.
Yep. I've been checking things off my to-do list. Every time I check something off, I just feel so much relief.
Yes. I actually sometimes have to send out an email or a text, or I can't like go to bed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. There's a lot of frogs to get in the wheelbarrow. But it
we got an email back the other day. I saw just today, Matt. You weren't included on this email for some reason. They didn't reply all to this.
They hate you.
But they sent back a digital rendering of what the layout for the
that's
the
for you anyway, rooms. Jacob. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was just weird. It was weird because there were three of us on an email chain, and then when she sent that back, it was just back to me.
Terrible they know replying who all. To. I'm glad they actually went there because there's so many times they don't reply to you,
right?
And just to me, and I'm like, you need Jacob on this. I don't set up anything. Jacob sets up everything.
Right.
Speaking of ducks in a row and getting all of our frogs in the wheelbarrow, I don't know if either of you may have seen this on Scoop Group on the Facebook.
Nope.
But our dear friend Fact Check Andy is going to be able to be around during Scoop Fest.
Boo.
And he has offered his services as the overseer and of the game room yet again.
Oh, game room. Yes, oh. Yes, yes.
And hand job giver outer?
Of course.
Okay, okay.
I mean, those cartoonist caricature fingers, very dexterous. Oh.
And they're so soft.
Oh, yeah.
Never worked a day in his life.
But yeah, all that's going to be so exciting. Well, of course, they'll be putting out podcasts week in and week out because we love you. Take care of yourselves out there, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Don't forget, go over to preachingfun.com and fartsinthebag.biz. Give till it hurts.
Wait, what?
Just hurts.
Oh, hurts.
Just hurts.
Hurts. Just hurts.
I mean, it's all wrong. Go put this one over to Big Sexy Digital Nomad.
Oh, yeah. Point
oh, yeah.
Check out BigSexyNomad.com. Where is Big Sexy?
How do you spell nomad? I feel like that's not something I just know offhand.
N-O. M-A-D. I'm nomad.
Okay.
All right.
I'm happy about it.
I would sell it with an R because it's like sherbet.
Yeah.
Normard.
See ya!
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big.